This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. How'd you like to go to Hawaii? How'd you like to go to the Alani Resort, a one-of-a-kind Disney experience in Ko'olina, Hawaii? Anybody? Nobody wants to go? All right.
Great. I'd like to go.
I'll take it. No.
Me.
No, you guys, please. I'll just go. No problem. Don't look in here, Vaughn. I'm not giving it to you. It's for me. I'm taking this trip. Or we'll give it to Caller 97. Maybe you get qualified right now. 800-400-3697. If you're Caller 97, you instantly win a Disney gift card, and we will put you in the running for the grand prize vacation for four to Aulani. Place is beautiful. Winnings all week. 9, noon, 3, and 5. We'll get four people qualified every day. Everybody gets a Disney gift card, and then you're in the running. That is a killer prize. I see that everyone's all lined up already on the phones.
All right.
Way to be on it.
The same number you're calling, 800-400-3697, is where you can text us. You can text us when you're calling to win. Well, can you do that? I don't know. You can text any time except when you're driving. Please
right.
Don't text and drive.
Sure. I wonder if you can't. I mean, I think you can text people while you're making a call. I just don't know if you can text the same number.
It's you know what? The young people probably
It all figured out. Ask your kids. Maybe they'll know the answer.
The movie review is in just a minute.
Boy, they're all amped
just
up for it.
Just any minute now. Well, Johnny was doing push-ups, getting ready for it.
Well, he's got to get his heart rate up to 170, you know.
So anyway, so I'll do a couple texts, and then we'll get to the movie's reviews. 925 says, they're calling that short guy at the bagel shop Napoleon Bagel Par.
Oh.
No, they're not.
Well, Bonaparte
has a couple other videos out that I watched. Another one is 7. So maybe this is his thing.
Having a cow in front of others
and saying it's because everyone's making fun of his height.
Poor guy. He's paranoid.
Did one like from 7-Eleven.
Sure.
He did another one with yelling at another girl. So
wow.
I think that's his thing.
707 says, OMG. The Johnny Sports Psychology Chat. So interesting. So glad I got to hear that.
Well, listen to his podcast. He's constantly going. The Wisdom of Johnny, weekly on Mondays, RadioAlice.com.
That's where we find that?
Sure.
All right.
Sometimes you'll get a nugget out of Johnny. You're like, holy crap. I didn't realize. I just can't believe his starting heart rate was 170. It's insane. That's so high.
Well, you're talking to an. I know he's just
know,
Johnny from
still.
The, you know, Mill Valley to you.
Johnny
but
from
he's
the block.
I'm just Johnny from the block.
Competing at the highest
I know, but
level
170
of sport.
Just seems like such a crazy number.
There
to
isn't
be
another
for.
Level.
Yikes.
That was it.
Yeah.
There's no other. Like, where do I go from here? I got
still
the goal. What do I do next? They say.
Like, my heart's beating out of my chest already. I haven't even started yet.
Sorry, son. You retire and you go get a bar and a podcast. And sunflower
check,
seeds.
Check.
And sell Toyotas.
Check.
And motivational.
Check.
To speaking and more. And movie reviews.
Check.
Check.
He's done it all. He's doing it all.
Big and small.
Yeah. He's even growing a beard, for God's sake. Going on. Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh my God, are you guys really making fun of the weather situation in Louisiana?
No, I wasn't. That was called Bryn.
What do you mean called Bryn?
You're the one who rocked everyone like a hurricane.
Trying to do my job for
it's not
once.
Not funny at all. For once.
Yeah, for once.
Did that to myself.
I said it was too soon. You do it to yourself. It's true.
Oh my God, I do that in running races to not stop. You got this. You got this. Huh? You got this.
Got it.
It's third person, Vinny. I was reading it off the page. What do you want me to tell you? I don't know what person it is.
It's not you. It's not me. It's that other guy.
Johnny spoke at
think
my
it is
dare.
Second person. If you said.
If you're talking to yourself. You're talking second person. If you're talking about yourself, to someone else out loud, you would be talking third person.
Johnny doesn't like that.
Right.
But if you're saying to yourself, Johnny, just think about that first.
You got this.
Right.
That second person.
Yeah, that's just you and one other guy, the guy in your head.
Johnny spoke at my DARE graduation like 20 years ago.
Oh, DARE graduation.
Made quite an impact as well.
Oh, 20 years. Still remember?
I love you guys so much, but Vinny should not be defending the kids on the pool. That is so dangerous. We wear seatbelts because the safest place in an accident is inside the car.
Yeah, I think he's joking. I'm pretty sure that we were joking, letting me be outraged and him be like, what's the big deal?
Mom had her hand out the
window. She actually didn't. In the photo, she's not holding onto the pool.
Holding on out the window to the top of the... She was fine.
No. The kids were not fine. They were in a pool, not strapped to the top of a... And it's this big blow-up pool. Like, any gust of wind is going to whip that thing off of there. It's the most ridiculous
thing
I've
ever heard.
That's
why she was reaching outside the window.
Her hand is not out the window. Oh, my God. People who think they can hold a mattress down.
I know. That's the visual I'm going for right there. That whole, I got this. Don't worry about it, everyone. Yeah. We're doing 55, but I'm holding on to it.
If this thing goes, I'll just be yanked out the window.
You ever shaking my hand? I got it gripped like steel.
Yeah.
This thing's going to be fine up here.
We built this show.
Oh, boy, this is always
We built this show. We built this show on Tim's Make It Out.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live.
Suck.
Thing sucks.
Lick them. Suck. All right.
Let's go for it. Come on, let's go.
And now. Once again, it's time for the Sarah Vinny Morning Show to peak for the week with Olympic gold medalist. He's got a chiseled jaw and a smoking wife. He's got model hair and the perfect life. He's the first Puerto Rican to become a member of the U.S. ski team. He's Johnny Mosley. And...
Bryn.
Brought to you by News 10. Whatever it breaks, whatever it takes, News 10.
Bryn.
How was that?
Bravo. I just am very honored to have an intro.
Well,
like my own intro.
We wanted you to operate at the level you're used to operating at.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Was that at the level?
Now I truly feel like part of the show.
Oh,
like,
you are.
You know,
you are.
Took the time to make me an intro. I appreciate that, Bryn.
22 years of appearances on the show aren't enough to feel like part of the show,
that's
I guess,
right,
huh?
That's right. No, I need validation
gotta
of
have
that
your
type
own
of
intro.
That's right. Thank you.
Real quickly, before we get to the movie review, I understand Mighty Iota is going through a packaging change. Is that true?
That's right. The cool, really cool spouted pouch we
had. Yeah, I like those.
It turns out it's impossible to fill. So we
have a team of people putting in seeds one at a
time.
That's what we did. So
little funnel, pour the things in there.
We've gone to a more simple package, and the good news is it's going to cost less and be more environmentally friendly.
Great.
So bravo! But we're still. So that'll be out in a month or so, but right now you're still got at Whole Foods, NorCal. Thank you guys very much. Appreciate the plug, Iota.
And the spirits and sports, mostly spirits and sports. Is there trivia night? Anything fun?
We just had an amazing trivia night.
Oh, I wish I was invited.
What day of the week are you doing it?
Well, we're not like on a regular schedule. I think the next one is looking at like August 20th or something like that. So I'll let you know. But it was incredible. This guy does an incredible job. Very fun. Mosley Sports and Sports. Oh, thank you.
You could do it on a Friday or Saturday. That would really help.
I'll keep that in mind.
The help, though, on Friday or Saturday.
That's kind of true.
I was kind of hoping you'd do one while we were on vacation. I
want
to go
on vacation.
There and,
why don't you do one around the end of June, beginning
like
of
August? The 23rd.
We can do that. We can do that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Will you do that?
We can. I don't know if we will.
That would work out perfectly. I might not be there, but if you guys are there, that's great.
Well, no, you got to be there. That's the whole point. I mean,
we're there for you.
I think I'm going somewhere
Where are you going? Colorado?
Jack's got a baseball tournament in Colorado.
Oh, he's going to be there for 2 weeks?
I can't remember the exact window. I'll check on it.
All right.
But Mosley Sports and Spirits cranking.
Yeah.
And we have a special secret summer menu. You have to ask for it, though.
All right.
Oh.
And it's got street tacos on it, and you get buckets of beer. You have to ask for it. So that's if you're listening, that's my
It's a pro tip, everyone. It's a pro tip.
For Alice listeners only.
Hey, that's right.
I've been given permission to be on one episode of the Johnny Mosley podcast. I can't wait, everybody.
Right.
All right. Here's your review of Stuber, starring Dave Bautista, Kumail Nanjiani, and Mira Sorvino. You know that was Mira Sorvino?
I didn't even realize until I looked at the IMDb.
Yeah, she didn't age well.
You know, it said Natalie Morales was... she's blonde. Is she really blonde?
I thought she was,
I know, but is she blonde to start with?
Well, I don't know if she's naturally, but she's always blonde when I see her.
That's what it just looked like a little bit. Like, they had her look like a cop. I think she's hot. I think you can judge her.
When
like
I was
that.
Looking at that movie, I'm like, if there's a weak link, it's her. The whole time, I'm like, I'm not buying this woman being the boss. Anyway,
I saw that Natalie Morales was in there somewhere too.
Who is she?
She's the NBC anchor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know,
but she lives in LA now, so she's been popping up in some movies. But you didn't notice her, did you?
No.
Okay, never mind.
So in this film, Dave Bautista is a detective who's obsessed with bringing down the biggest heroin smuggler in the country. Dave just had LASIK eye surgery in the movie.
Oh.
And he can't drive. He can't see anything. But the guy's like, his big deal's going down right after his LASIK surgery. So it's weird.
Boy, that's bad timing.
Yeah, it's bad timing. So Dave hires an Uber driver for 24 hours as he closes in on the drug lord. That's the plot. You got it?
Yeah.
All right, so...
Strong plot. Starting strong.
So, Johnny, ultimately, this film is a cop buddy film. Mm-hmm. So, compared to other cop buddy movies, how does this stand up? Is Stuber as good as Bad Boys?
Never seen it.
You never saw Bad Boys?
No, but it's Martin, right? In it?
Well,
Martin?
No, Will Smith.
Martin Lawrence.
Will Smith?
Who cares about Martin Lawrence?
I've seen tidbits
Martin
of
Lawrence
it,
Martin Lawrence hasn't
but...
done anything since Bad Boys.
That's all I remember. Martin! Remember that show?
Yeah.
That's Bad Boys to me.
All right. Well, I'm going to say Stuber is not as good as Bad Boys. Is Stuber as good as Lethal Weapon?
Been a long time, but I'd say they're equal.
Oh
wow.
Maybe.
It's that good.
You liked this movie.
I did, actually. Wow. We'll get there. Yeah.
Stuber as good as Rush Hour?
Didn't see it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say no. It's not
maybe no. I think I have seen that with Chris Tucker. That's pretty good.
What about Jackie Chan?
That's pretty good. No, not as good as that.
You're
not as good as that.
Saying the number two.
Not as good as that. Sorry.
And then Turner and Hooch. You ever see that?
Isn't that a movie with Tom Hanks
and a
dog?
Yeah. Is it as good as that?
I don't know.
I've
never seen it.
Johnny, is Stuber ultimately an ad for Uber? Does this movie make Uber look good? What's this movie like?
I thought it's not an ad for Uber. It doesn't make Uber look bad. I thought it pointed out all the really funny things that you're always thinking about. Like when you get in an Uber, you're like, how much is this driver want to talk to me? If I sit in the front seat? Because there was a scene where he sat in the front seat and the Uber driver's like, well, is that a license? You know, typically if you sit in the front seat, that means you're DTT. You're down to talk.
Right.
Oh,
so, you know, I thought it brought up all these interesting things about Uber. So in some ways, it was kind of an ad for Uber. Yeah. It was another thing like ratings and stuff. It was all about him getting a 5-star rating the whole movie. That's why he kept this guy in the car.
Oh.
But turns out when he got the 5-star rating, he fessed up to Bautista that, I didn't think you were going to give me a 5-star. So I gave you a 3.5, which is stuff that my wife and I always talk about. I always call her Ubers on her phone and then walk down the block. And so I've screwed up her rating eternally. So I thought some of the comedy about Uber was excellent. Yes, I think it was a good ad for Uber. I don't think they paid for it. I think they blessed it, but didn't pay for it because there was no Uber logos at all.
I have my three Uber questions every time I get into one.
What are they?
How long you been driving for Uber? How long you been doing this? What's your longest drive ever been?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always curious about that. What's your shortest drive ever been?
And what were the answers?
Longest, a couple people drove to Sacramento.
Okay.
One or two guys drove to Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Shortest, I've literally 50 Uber drivers said somebody wanted me to drive them one block. I'm like, really? And it's it would be a girl in high heels doesn't want to walk up the hill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
Another was handicapped guy, old dude, can't walk at all, but he needs to go one block.
They did like a montage of scenes where, you know, guys get in and you got the like super hammered guy and he's like, they're at the drive-thru and yeah, yelling they're... over the shoulder like, yeah. Five cheeseburgers! And, do they have cocaine? And the Uber driver's like, no, I can't. Do you want tomato mustard on that? You know? And then he throws up in the car. Like, stuff that you imagine happens, it probably really, and or the girls back there chatting on their phones, like,
yeah,
it was, that stuff was classic. Like it was classic.
And then all
Uber
the
comedy.
All the people who accidentally pick Uber pool. They just want the discounted rate. You know, yeah. Don't stop for that person. All right. So back when you know we were in our 20s, Johnny. When you see an R-rated film, you're used to seeing a lot of TNA. I mean, you know, but it's 2019, and I guess everything's more equal opportunity. So instead of TNA, we had schlong in this film.
Oh, good.
Schlong.
We did.
Johnny, how was the schlong in this movie?
It was long. It was long, and it was obscured, but you could tell it was deep.
It was.
Wait,
it
so
was
hold on. Deep. So you, long as in well, physically the scene. Long, or
the
there
scene.
Was
here's
just...
the scene. So Batista, who I'm entranced with, is like his physical, his like the way he's like from another planet. But he, I kind of makes this movie. Like I was like,
he's
willing to watch.
Where would
him.
I know him?
He's
from?
The purple dude in Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's a WWE wrestler.
You see Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
You know the purple guy that's with Chris Pratt. The you know the team. You got the green girl. You got the purple guy.
That's he did this to me
guy.
Last
he's
night
the buff
too. I'm like,
dude,
I don't
on the
know.
Guardians of the Galaxy, is the it? Buff guy.
Oh, all right.
Pull up a picture, Brand.
He's a WWE wrestler.
Well,
he's
sand
like,
colored.
He's going to be the next Rock.
Okay.
But he's a little more interesting than The Rock, I think. I think he's a better actor than The Rock. So here's the schlong update. So they get this text to go see Amber, but it's actually Amber Tate's or something. Anyway, so you think they're taking you to a strip club, right?
Uh-huh.
And so they walk downstairs, and it's called like Sizzle or something. It's a strip club. And you walk down there and, you know, it's a gay strip club. I mean, it's a dude strip club.
Okay.
And they walk in the back and then there's all these dudes with their shirts
do.
Off. And some of the writing's pretty funny. Like one of the dudes eating a chicken salad sandwich and the girl, Amber, comes up and says, and the dude's like getting ready for his shift eating a chicken salad. And he like she knocks it out of his hand. It's like, what's the policy in here? Water only. 5 hours before you go on stage. So it was kind of like a funny switch on the... I thought
right,
some of that comedy was pretty funny.
Because they're all male strippers and
so,
she's
yeah,
the female
but then,
boss.
And then, you know, you'd see a bunch of ripped dudes walking around naked with obscured jocks. And it was just kind of like a funny, you know...
Well,
role
yeah.
reversal.
Thank you.
And Kumail...
I thought it was funny. I thought it was clever.
He gets a FaceTime call from his booty call, the girl he's in love with.
Oh.
And there's all this schlong walking behind him.
Right.
And she's like, oh my God, why is there so much schlong behind you? Where are you?
Right.
What did I just say?
Shove it in my face.
Oh, okay. I couldn't even hear myself.
Mushroom slapped me.
Oh, right.
I kept thinking, how are those guys so ripped? It's like, dang, man.
You kept noticing all the dudes' bodies.
I was like, damn. Well, you know what I was thinking?
He's in competition.
You know what I was thinking? I was like, how do they cast these guys? That's what I was thinking. Similar to like an Uber driver. How do they cast these guys? Like come in, you know, you got these, take your shirt off.
Take off all your clothes. Let's
see
what
you
got.
Let's see your schlong. Right.
Sure.
You got to cast that. I mean.
I didn't really think about
that. That's what I kept thinking, you know. Wow. And then let's see you act. Can you say some lines? With your schlong hanging out.
Right.
Like, that's some talent right there.
Right. Because you'd think it'd be so nervous about that.
Right, right. You gotta be artsy and a meathead at the same time to act and be buff like that.
So, Johnny, I know you're not familiar with Dave because you haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
That was my first time seeing him.
And I know you're not familiar with Kumail because you don't watch Silicon Valley. But... That being said, how was their chemistry? Did you like these guys on screen together?
I did. I thought it was they were great together. And I was, like I said, I was impressed with this Batista's acting ability, considering he's like a WWE.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, you look at his physical appearance and you're just like, you're just figuring out like, where did this guy come from? Like, Jesus, what is he on? How did he get to this? But he had to act like he was blind almost through the whole movie.
Because of the LASIK.
Because of the LASIK, right. Which if you've ever gone and had like glaucoma drops, dude, it's gnarly.
Have you?
I have. I've had to have those drops when they look at your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is kind of a side story.
All right.
I went and got a checkup. I went and got a physical.
Yeah.
And my doctor wrote like freckle on, go get this freckle on your eye checked. And so I had this piece of paper on my desk forever to go get a freckle on my eye checked, okay? Like some skin thing. And it's in this cursive. And I go to this eye doctor, and they put those drops in there because they need to keep it open to look. Yeah. And so I'm blind. I can't drive home. Like, you know, it's gnarly. Like, I felt it. And he's like, there's nothing on your eye. You better call the doctor again. And she goes, no, it's a freckle on your thigh.
Oh. Freckle on your thigh.
Was it the inner thigh?
That's doctor's script.
Was it the upper inner thigh?
At that point, I was like, I'm out. I'm not checking anything. My doctor can't even, like, legibly write it. I'm not checking any. I'm throwing all this paper out.
Oh, my God. You probably really need to get that thigh checked.
Freckle thigh.
Oh, my God.
He got killed by the freckle thigh. I'm out.
I had a freckle on my hip that they had to clip it off with the garden shears.
It was like a mole
that was
That's just dermatologists ringing the cash register right there.
Is that what they're doing?
I'm convinced. They're like, hey, I gotta get that off, gotta get that off.
I gotta make it rain.
And they're in cahoots with your regular doctor, too.
Oh, that's true. Everyone's in cahoots with
that's right.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. This isn't a great film, but I'm summing it all first, and then you can sum it up. All right, thanks. And then, but I had a few good laughs. So if you're bored this weekend, this is a fun film to check out. I'm going to give it 2 3/4 Persian rugs.
And then I'm on the gold medal out of 5?
Yeah.
Out of 5. But so
give us your thoughts.
Here's my thoughts on Stuber. I think it was the best movie that Uber's ever taken me to.
Hooman's
ever taken me to.
Oh, this is the best movie you've ever seen with Hooman?
Well, hold on.
I just like to point out. Go ahead.
Yeah. What did the firefighter call me? Because now
Cooman
and Hoober. Those are my names today. Hoober and Cooman. All right, go ahead.
So, I would like to point out that, like, you know, this thing's gonna get killed in the Rotten Tomatoes and ratings and stuff like that. And I did a little research, and I was like, what other movies do I like that have gotten killed? Because this, to me, was like a Saturday Night Live. You could just feel the comedy writers in the back, and they
giggling,
strung it all together,
right,
even with the music. Like, it was clever. And so I looked at, like, I said, you know, what's a movie that's probably totally panned that I love? Half-Baked.
Okay.
Guess what it has on Rotten Tomatoes?
What's it got?
50%. What?
Yes.
30%.
29%.
Oh, and you love that movie.
I mean, so there you go.
What's
like
Dumb and Dumber got on Rotten Tomatoes?
Great call.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. I will say that Lethal Weapon or whatever, got like 59%. So it technically isn't as good as Buddy Movie. But it was kind of silly, outrageous comedy that, like, you know, had a theme. And it felt like...
You like the
latest. Who's that guy who does the short movies? Andy... Saturday Night Live does
Brooklyn
Nine-Nine.
Sandberg.
It felt like it was like a Sandberg movie. Like
dumb, but kind of cute.
But kind of clever and a lot of social commentary. I give it 4 4 1/4 gold.
That high. High.
4 1/4.
All right. Yes. I like it.
Dumb and Dumber has 67%.
Oh, that's actually quite a positive rating.
One of my favorite films, don't laugh, this is serious, is Cocktail. You guys see Cocktail? Tom Cruise, yeah, as the bartender. You know what that has?
What?
5%.
Whoa. Come on.
That's kind of low.
I mean,
come on. It's Tom Cruise.
Is it that bad?
Yeah. No, it's great. It's so fun.
I've seen
I don't even remember it.
Stupid.
He's a bartender.
Good. I mean, I remember the bartender, and I don't remember seeing it.
It's legendary. So there you go, critics. You
and
know.
The chick from Karate Kid's in it. What's her name? You know the chick from Karate Kid? Ralph Macchio's girlfriend? Anybody?
Elizabeth Shue?
Yeah.
We had a full yard sale. Hooman's a little insensitive, I must say. There was a guy came in the theater.
Oh, my God.
Older guy trying to walk up the steps. And
he had like a full, like, 4 popcorn, 6 drinks, 3 hot dogs. And, like, I'm watching.
And he's trying to walk up the stairs.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the guy just bites it. I mean, he bites it so hard.
Oh, the poor guy.
He falls forward.
Oh.
He's old. Everything goes everywhere.
Oh, no.
And I went, oh my God.
And exactly. And we're 10 feet away, okay? And it's everywhere. What's Hooman's first instinct?
To stare and laugh and point.
Instagram. Dude. He's Mosley, dude, check this. Dude, check out this old guy who just spilled all that stuff.
I hope you ran over there and helped him, Johnny.
No, I got my camera out too.
We did an Instagram post.
Horrible people.
The theater people were there. They helped out.
Like, later. I feel bad.
So he had, but, like, the drinks all over him, too?
Was it on him?
Well, no, it all fell forward, and it was up the stairs.
Poor thing.
It was a mess.
Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah, it was a pile of popcorn like that.
I mean,
you just called out Hooman, but you whipped out your camera, too.
I did. I
did.
But
both horrible.
But Kooman was in the first responder seat.
Cold, dead heart.
He was right there. And,
Kooman.
And, also, and we were going to get a good post out of it, so it was like I couldn't.
Yeah.
And the guy was gone by the time I thought of it.
Right, that to help
after
him.
After we posted and everything, yeah, then he was gone.
Oh, my God. All right, well, this has been really fun.
Oh, hold on real quickly. Okay. Next week, everyone, Brent and I are – oh, thank you.
Oh, hey, Vinny. Oh. I tagged you in something you really – I should not have this Wildest Dreams role, my Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams. This should have been you on this suit. Did you see what I just did with Kyle Lenny and Rob Machado foil boarding?
Oh, you were out foiling?
Dude, I got a personal lesson foil boarding with Kyle Lenny and Rob Machado for my Johnny Mosley.
Kyle Lenny
streams.
Might be the bravest upcoming big wave surfer there is.
And we so have an interview cool. with him beast. Coming up on the Johnny Mosley podcast.
We do. We
you do?
Do? Yeah, dude, I spent like 3 days with him chilling with Kyle Lenny.
Wait, you just need chilling. To show her pictures of him surfing
no,
so she knows
yeah,
he's a phenom. He's reinventing everything. Foil boarding, kite boarding, everything. He's the hero in our world. Like,
yeah,
he's
a big deal.
He is the top of the top.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
you're
going to
talk to him when?
I'm not. He's already talked to him. He's got it.
And then Rob Machado just casually dropped in and foil boarded.
I know Rob. Rob's awesome.
Yeah.
Is that guy cool or what? So chill. Nice.
He's like Batista. He's like from another planet.
I'll watch that. So you posted that on Instagram?
It's not up yet. We just shot it.
Cool.
But I posted a picture of us e-foiling. Have you done that yet, Vinny?
What's e-foiling?
It's an electric foil board. So it has a little motor in it. You don't need any waves. You just turn it on and you get up and you foil around like
flat
water.
Which is basically
water.
Like flying. It's just like
it's
a little
like,
piece
amazing.
That's underneath.
You don't have to pump it at all?
No. And this Kyle Lenny kid, he just pumps without any electricity. He can just go on flat water, jump off the beach, go catch other waves.
And he goes like this.
I mean, it's incredible. Yeah, it's like perpetual motion. It's breaking the laws of physics.
Is it easy to fall over?
Yes.
Oh, dude, you get wrecked. Not only do you fall over, but then the fin hits you in the chest and the legs, and it's super dangerous.
Hey, real quickly, everyone. Next week, Brent and I will be reviewing The Lion King.
All right. Okay, we're
going
to
we'll
be
you.
Back. Love you too. Thanks, Johnny.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Morning Show. Vinny, I'm sorry to break the news to you, but it's Thursday.
Are you sure we're not done?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thursday.
99.99% sure that today is Thursday.
Thank goodness. I couldn't.
Nope.
I cannot wait to get back in here tomorrow.
Oh, is that what you're going for? Yes, I'm with
That's
you.
That's not what you just said.
This week has just flown by.
Woo!
Hey, I want to thank Johnny Mosley for coming in and doing the movie review. Also, Lieutenant Jonathan Baxter from the SFFD and paramedic Danny McAtee. Mm-hmm. I got a little crash course on the Heimlich out there. I saved Bryn's life
you
out there.
You performed well.
I did.
Good
boom,
job,
boom,
you
guys.
Boom.
Had to get that thing out of there. It takes a couple. You have to hit it a couple times. It works its way back up the windpipe before it shoots across the room.
Yeah.
So that was a fun show today. Great show. Tomorrow it'll be Friday the whole day.
Oof.
And we're going to be in rare form, I can tell. We have a week left before vacation.
Uh-huh.
We haven't had a vacation in quite a while.
It's been a while. And I know people are like, your life's a vacation. But it's not.
Yeah, it's not. You go to bed at 7 o'clock every night. Boo-hoo. Anyway, have a great day. And we'll catch back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Adios, amigos.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.